This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Yo, I always say the same thing. I know some of you are like, all right, get on with it. We already know. Well, you don't know because you're not acting on it. That's why I get on your case. If you're acting on it, so be it. Then it ain't for you. That message is for somebody else. But you really need to get out there and act on it. You need to help get the people elected. Right, that you know will be good on a school board, water board, city council, whatever it is. You need to stay all over it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I mean, a lot of crazy stories I want to get through. And I think, listen, I think you'll understand too. When we start reading through these, we're talking about them. You're going to choke on some of these. They're so ridiculous. And I mean, so ridiculous. Here's one, for instance. You know, the Biden administration is going out of its way, and I mean majorly out of its way, to sidestep the Supreme Court every place it can. And there are others, too. I mean, other states that are doing the same thing. Right? You know, California, a whole bunch of states. So the federal court is barring Biden from enforcing several gender policies in states. Now, the district court in Tennessee temporarily barred the Biden administration from enforcing a policy that would have required states to allow athletes to identify as transgenders to play on a sports team of the gender they identify with. That is just so wrong on so many levels. You know, if we're going to start accepting stuff like this, you're going to stop teaching biology. You're done. It makes no sense. On Friday, U.S. District Judge Charles Athley Jr., he ruled in favor of a 20 state attorney generals who sued the Biden administration in August. Right, that was according to the Associated Press. The attorney general argued that two federal agencies, the EEOC and the DOE, have decided that, you know what, they're going to find a way around this. Now, what Biden was pushing for would have allowed individuals who identify as transgender to enter locker rooms and use bathrooms of the opposite biological sex. See, I already told you what to do. Nobody wants to listen to me, though. I just say you put the pictures of the genitalia on the door. If you got this, you go here. If you got this, you go there. Doesn't matter what you identify with. It's what you got. That's what makes you what you is. Right? As demonstrated, the harm allowed by the plaintiff states is already occurring. Their sovereign power to enforce their own legal code is hampered by the instance of defendants' guidance, and they face substantial pressure to change their state laws as a result. states shouldn't have to change their laws. I mean, when it is over the top, and we're talking about slavery or anything like that, of course, all this stuff is foolish. Right? Many of those fighting against the Supreme Court say that the agencies that are sidestepping in have misconstrued the Supreme Court's Bostock decision by claiming its prohibition of discrimination applies to locker rooms and showers only. God. Don't you love that? When it's the other way around, though, when the right is using it, when the conservatives are using it, no, again, not acceptable. They're not interested in letting it happen at all. I don't know if some of you saw the thing with the governor of California. He is so self. I mean, again, you've heard me use this term a million times. He is so self-unaware. He actually believes, and I mean really believes, that he is the man. He is the man. I mean, he's gonna run. The way it looks like he's actually going to run for president. Now, how he's going to sell that, I don't know. Not without giving out a crack pipe to every house. Because if you look at what's going on in California, you don't want it. You do not want it in your neighborhood. You do not want it at your house. Let's see if I can pull this up the first time. Wouldn't that be a trick and a half? Take a listen. Take a look.
That. Have you ever met Ron DeSantis or talked to him?
No.
What would you say to him?
Asking him.
Have you ever met Ron DeSantis or talked to him?
No.
What would you say to him?
Stop being a bully. Stop belittling people that look differently, act differently, love differently. Who the hell are you? Stop. Stop threatening people. Stop being so coercive. It's not power over. Power, dominance, aggressive, fear-mongering. We lived this with the Briggs Initiative in the 1970s. We've lived this in California with Prop 187. Look what Abbott is doing. Abbott's talking about eliminating a fundamental right for people, regardless of their immigration status, to get an education. We were debating that in the 1990s. Watch that space. Watch that space. That was the Doe decision. They're going to come after that next. This is a real moment for diverse communities. And it's not just, again, DeSantis. It's Abbott. It's Kentucky. It's South Dakota. You go down the list. These red states, there's a ruthlessness.
And yet, they're safer states than yours. He is such a disingenuous human being. It's pathetic. Matter of fact, we may play that again, and we'll come back to it after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and
exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Is there such thing as simple English? Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Look, I can't let this one go. You know, you're talking about Gavin Newsom, who bullied people into putting masks on, bullied people into locking them down, didn't go by any science. He even said himself that he wasn't going by the CDC science. He was going by his own science. He had his people telling him what to do. We still don't know what that was. Nobody does. You know? And now we've got the same thing going on in Los Angeles, where you have somebody who has no clue, no idea. She got a PhD in education, has no idea what we need to do or how. And yet she's talking about putting masks back in. You see, you know, my prediction, if she does that, she's gonna seal the fate of those Democrats running in Los Angeles County. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe we just shut up and let her do that. I'm kind of okay with it for short term. I think she should be allowed to, we should be allowed to let her show her true colors. What do you think? That's what we do. We keep shutting them down before we actually get something out of them sometimes. Let them go. You know what I mean? Let them step in it well past their knees. I'm good with all of that. All right. Here's Newsom again. I mean, we'll take it a little bit at a time here, okay? He went to Washington, D.C. What could he possibly looking for? Oh, they gave him an award for education. We'll talk about that afterward, too. They gave him an award for education. It doesn't get better than this.
Have you ever met Ron DeSantis or talked to him?
No.
What would you say to him?
Stop being a bully. Stop belittling people that look differently, act differently, love differently. Who the hell are you?
Now, if Trump ever said something like that, who the hell are you? They would go off on him, wouldn't they? They'd make all kinds of noise about the way he was talking. And who says that he's not telling gay people they can't get married? He's not doing any of that. And this fallacy that is, don't say gay, Bill, that's not real either. But Newsom is actually doing the opposite for real. He's forcing your kids, he's forcing my kids to have sexual content in their books at the elementary school level. I'm sorry, that's not being a bully. Right? That's not allowing people to live their lives for real. See, you won't hear that, though, in the mainstream media. They won't tell you any of that.
Stop. Stop threatening people. Stop being so coercive. It's not power over. Power.
You hear that? It's not. This guy's telling you it's not power over? This is the guy that told everybody they couldn't leave their houses. They couldn't go into restaurants without masks. They're bad. Look at the damage they're doing to people. And then he's caught in a restaurant at $1,500 a plate with no mask on, sitting next to some of the major lobbyists and donors? Or did he forget that? Oh, you must have forgot that. There must have been all that lack of oxygen to the brain from wearing a mask too much. Oh, yeah, let's not forget when he was at the, the basketball game? Right? Large stadium full of people, no mask. I don't think he really even apologized for that. All right, take a listen.
Dominance, aggressive, fear-mongering. We lived this with the Briggs Initiative in the 1970s. We've lived this in California with Prop 187. Look what Abbott is doing. Abbott's talking about eliminating a fundamental right for people, regardless of their immigration status, to get an education.
See how he twisted that? That's pretty good how he did that, huh? Went over to 100 miles an hour. No. If they break the law to come here, no. That whole law was put into place because there were school districts that were stopping kids from families who had been living here. Yeah, they were here illegally, but they already had resident here. They were already here. They had already established. Right? And it said, look, you cannot not educate these kids just because they're here illegally or just because their parents brought them here illegally. They didn't say, fight your way up here. If you can sneak across the border, we'll make sure you get educated. Right? And now you got Newsom pushing this thing. He doesn't got the money for this. He's talking about providing full health care for over 700,000 illegal aliens. But he couldn't give it to others who need it. What about those people in the street? You do anything for them? No. Because they can't vote for you. Or they won't vote for you. They may sell you their vote later on. Like we know they've done. This is one of the most disingenuous interviews that I've seen. And look at his face. You can't look at his face.
We were debating that in the 1990s. Watch that space. Watch that space. That was the Doe decision. They're going to come after that next. This is a real moment for diverse communities. And it's not just, again, DeSantis. It's Abbott. It's Kentucky, South Dakota. You go down the list.
You mean all those safe states? All the ones whose kids are doing better than your kids? This was a man that just went to D.C. to get a an award for education. I want you to let that sink in for a second. Right? And now recently we found out from a literacy level. Yeah, nothing. We're terrible. We're among the worst. But apparently he's okay with that. Or yet he's totally ignoring it. Not a big deal. Right? California has the lowest literacy rate of any state. Decades of underinvestment in schools, culture battles, bilingual education. You know, income inequality. Yeah, there is some. They've made California the least literate state in the nation. They're so worried about you knowing whether you're a girl or a boy or nothing that they don't even, they really don't think this stuff through. Nearly one in four people over the age of 15 lack the skills to decipher the words in a sentence. Only 77% of adults are considered mid to highly literate. Wow. This is according to World Population Review. In New Hampshire, the most literate state in the country, only 5 out of 100 lack English reading and writing skills. Their literacy rate hovers around 95%. Does it surprise anybody? Niu Gao, a senior fellow who studied education issues at Public Policy Institute in California, said doesn't surprise him at all. California in general does not do very well. You can see this throughout the entire education pipeline. We really haven't been investing for decades, she said. We've been underspending. Now, I would agree with that to a point. We're also very wasteful. And that's just as wrong. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The top cop giving props to the good guy with a gun who stopped the gunman who shot up an Indiana mall. Authorities identified the suspect as 20-year-old Jonathan Sapirman. He shot and killed three people, including a husband and wife, before 22-year-old Elijah Dickens shot and killed Sapirman.
His actions were nothing short of heroic. He engaged the gunman from quite a distance with a handgun. He was also motioning for people to exit behind him.
Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen said another weapon and more ammo was found in a mall bathroom. The Mississippi Abortion Clinic in the Pink House, at the center of the Supreme Court case that overturned Roe v. Wade, has been sold. The owner of the Jackson Women's Health Organization says the equipment and furniture were moved to a new clinic that will open in New Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Kiss you. Joe's in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. 6 feet. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. We were listening to Gavin Newsom talk about how wonderful he is and how he thinks DeSantis is nothing more than a bully. And he named off a bunch of red states that were terrible places to live, whose crime is lower, literacy rates are higher, and people are walking around without masks on. Go figure. And it just shows you how truly twisted they are. No, really, think about it. When they think that they've got all the answers, they're it. They're the one who knows the best. And all these blue states that are floundering, they're having trouble, having all kinds of issues. High crime. See, if that journalist was more honest, he would have said, wait a minute, you're saying all these things, yet you've got the worst literacy rate. And on top of that, you've got some of the highest crime going on in the country. Highest, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused as to how you can talk about these other states as being bad places to be and live, and you've got problems. But I'll bet you he doesn't see one of them, or won't agree to it. Decades of underinvestment in schools, culture battles over bilingual education, this income inequality that you see happening, nearly one in four people over the age of 15 lack the skill to decipher the words and this sentence I just read to you. Think about that. I find a lot of young, when I say young people, younger than me, mid-20s, gone to school in California, they're right here. They can't decipher a sentence. They don't know what many, many, many common everyday words are. In New Hampshire, the most literate state in the country, I told you earlier, 95% of them can read, write, and they just have great English skills. Part of it is because we haven't invested in money. California has real money in education in years and in the right places. It's sitting on a surplus. Well, now see, I don't believe this. I've been going through this with my school board. I'm not totally believing this. It's sitting on a surplus bigger than many states, or their many states' entire budgets. For years, it spent less, about 13% less than the national average on K-12 schools. Now, research shows that even high-performing California students score lower on the standardized tests than their counterparts in better-performing states. School spending is only one factor. Hey, look, you have to have great teachers. You have to have great support staff. And you got to have the money to make it happen. Right? School spending, of course, it's not the only factor. California's dismal literacy rate. The state's the most diverse population in the country. More than 200 languages are spoken here. Right? It also has the biggest wealth gap. 200 languages. And you know what? I think 100, what do we do, 100? 110 of those is what we print the ballots up as. So when you do, when you go voting, they print it in 100 and some odd different languages. Why? It's just amazing. So the program to teach English to children whose parents speak another language at home have shown little success all the time. This is so true. And they're doing it again. Only 10% of those students become proficient in English. Now, that's a real problem. When they have well over a million English learners, student population is about 6 million. So 1/6 of the population can't speak English. How are they going to learn? And then what do you do? You slow everything down because of them? Or for them, I should say? Academic success depends on a lot of things, doesn't it? Something schools don't control. Parental education might be the biggest factor. What are they learning at home? Are the parents working with them home? Are they helping them out? Probably not. But, not to worry. You can still go to D.C. and you can get an award. Because that's what happened here. Really, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got more stories than I know what to do with today. I'm still reeling from the gun control freaks that are mad at the guy that brought a gun into the mall to stop a shooting. Well, he didn't bring it there to stop a shooting. He had it on him, and they stopped the shooting. It was just amazing. And it's great, too, at the same time. But they don't care much about what's going on in Chicago. Well over 334 murders so far in 2022. Up 34% for last. 34%! And still no answers for the people. No help. They're still expected to pay their taxes. For what, I don't know. You're not being protected. So, I did a story. I started to do a story earlier in the last hour. But I want to finish it because it's important. It's important because now you start to see some of the journalists on the hard left start to turn on themselves. Realizing that what they're doing is useless and why do people hate them so much. You know, they're so touchy-feely, those people. This is a big deal for them. Now, in an interview promoting her new memoir, Tur was asked by The Hill's Stange about admitting that she almost walked away from journalism altogether. She feels like the industry has really taken a wrong turn. She said, it's something that I don't have a concrete answer to. And that's not because I don't love journalism. I do. I just converge on these two issues. One of them being that we cover very dark stuff in succession. It seems like it's getting darker and darker and darker. And it can be hard on your mental health. She cited a lot of political division, frequent mass shootings, and other tragic incidents. She would also think it would be a bit demoralizing, and then to top that off, there was a Gallup poll out today that shows that the trust in media, newspaper, and television is at an all-time low. Gee, I wonder why. You guys need to learn how to tell the truth. If you'd learn how to tell the truth, this would be a non-issue. Really. You know, it hits them even harder, because like I said, they're so touchy-feely about stuff. They need to know you care and love them. Because otherwise, they can't seem to function. They don't know what to do with themselves. Seriously. So the Gallup poll showed that only 60% of Americans, 60% of Americans, said they have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the newspapers. 16%, a 5% drop from 2021. Not even a full year yet, and they're pushing downward. It was the lowest number to give those answers as Gallup started asking about newspapers back in the early 70s. The television news has Americans even more concerned. It's a dismal 11% told Gallup that they have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the industry. Figures down from 16% just a few months ago. Don't you love this? But they actually sit there. They actually sit there. And they're trying to think about why people don't like them. She goes on to say, people still don't trust us. They don't believe us. It makes me wonder if this job as I'm currently doing it is effective. Is it doing more harm than good? See, I don't have a good... Well, you know, she said she doesn't have a good answer for it because she won't honestly look at what they're doing. They won't take a hard... I should really rephrase that. They won't take a hard look at what they're doing. Pew Research last week indicated that 55% of journalists surveyed say that every side does not always deserve equal coverage in the news. Wow. So the majority of journalists feel like even though the other side has a say, they don't have a right to be heard. Let that sink in. Also, last week, another Pew Research study, 76% of Americans overall believe that journalists should always strive to give all sides of the... So even though the newspaper, the journalists think one thing, the general populace, by an overwhelming number, thinks another. Maybe they should start doing what the populace wants them to do to a degree. Give them the information, let them figure it out for themselves, but you know what would happen then? Yeah, they'd lose even more listeners. Right? Some feel that equal coverage is always necessary to allow public to be equally informed. Others don't. They think if it's not true, and who decides that, it doesn't deserve the same amount of time. Sick, sick. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best interest. Entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92. $1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
As I always say, I can see that happening in my house with my cousins. Coming to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. Or, excuse me, joemessina.com. See? Still in there, right? Always a pleasure. But I want to get back to this because this is like finally some people, some very small, minor, they still believe that they're smarter than us and they know better than us. They know what's better for us and we need to do what they say to do. Right? The journalist, I think she's with MSNBC. Yeah. Yep, with MSNBC. And she's coming down on this, and she's saying, oh, I'm wondering if what I'm doing is even worth it. Her name is Katie Turr. I mean, think about that. Is my job worth it? Am I worth, is it worth feeding my family? Why don't you figure out what you're going to do? Why don't you figure out what you're going to, instead of telling or speaking to things the way you don't like to that you know is dishonest and disingenuous, change it. Change how you do it. Why is that such a problem? She goes on to say, I guess they felt that moment was so scary and so dire with Donald Trump and the presidency that they needed to seek comfort in somebody who felt like, well, They were fighting the good fight. You know, again, they don't get it. Nobody wants to hear you bashing a president 24/7. It doesn't work. It doesn't help. You actually turn people off to your channel. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. All right. Let's talk a little bit about January 16th. We touched on it the other night. No, we touched on it. We talked about it at length. But who's a real... Who's the person that's most responsible for this other than Nancy Pelosi? I say that because you know the old joke, it takes two to tango, right? These hearings, they began with the June 9th televised hearing, right? The television viewership at its highest for a day, at least that's what they were saying. As an audience of at least 20 million Americans tuned in to watch. Now, that's according to Nielsen. The initial hearing included, among other things, why weren't all 80 million watching? Yeah, whatever. Among other things, a dramatic performance from Wyoming's Congresswoman Liz Cheney. She attempted to sell the American people on Trump-designed and initiated seven-part plan. Seven-part plan, wow. He does stuff pretty quick, fast, simple, and in your face. He was trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election and tried to tie the actions of pro-Trump groups like the Proud Boys to Antifa. Well, let me tell you what. I'm kind of on board with it. I'm not kind of. I am. Get visual for a moment. Look at how they are. Look at the tapes. Look at the videos. Look at how they operated. These were not MAGA people. These were not American-loving MAGA people. Right? Over the next few weeks, the committee would grasp at straws. Allegations would be leveled that then-President Trump was well aware that he had lost the election. Bill Barr, meanwhile, accused the former president of becoming detached from reality. Despite the fact that there were real evidence of irregularities in several states, Barr wouldn't look into it. You know, I have to wonder sometimes to what level they went. See, a lot of these people who think that there's nothing wrong here, nothing to see, right? Close your door and go back to your business. They didn't grow up in like that mafia-infested area that I did. They didn't grow up where everything looked like all was well, but you knew what was going on behind the scenes. If you didn't do what the bosses told you to do, you could have a problem. And that wasn't like they were robbing you blind. Well, they were to a degree. There wasn't a percentage you took in every week. And for that money, they would keep you and your neighborhood safe. Now, nothing presented at the hearings was quite as sensational as the claims made close to last week with this Cassidy Hutchinson, a former aide to then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. She made claims that Trump tried to force the Secret Service detail into driving to the Capitol while the protests were still ongoing. Upon their failure to comply, she alleges he grabbed the steering wheel of the presidential limousine and reached for the throat of the man in charge of Secret Service detail, Bob Engel. Bob says this never happened. Now, there was a Democrat who came out and said, no, that's because the guy was a Trumpite. Really? Right? I mean, seriously, when you think about it. This is ridiculous on so many levels. Now, the woman is living in fantasy land, said Trump. She's a social climber. If you call that social. I think it's just a shame that this is happening to this country. And we don't have any Republicans there disputed to push back. We have one who quit, Adam Kissinger. We have another one who's down 35 points in her race, Liz Cheney. See, they think they're just down because the Trumpites were all over them because they went against him or voted for his impeachment. Remember, the one thing that these people keep forgetting is they're a representative government. They represent the people that voted for them. They don't represent the people that don't. Now, look, they do represent all people. But the people, as far as I'm concerned, the people who didn't take the time to go vote, to find out who's running, to find out what to do and who to vote for, I have no sympathy for them. I mean none. If it's that important, if it's that such a big deal, then you get off your butt and go vote. You make sure your vote counts. Right? So Trump did not lunge for the wheel, according to the Secret Service agent. You can't get to it. He can't get to it from the back. They put her on. They don't even confirm it with the Secret Service. Because that's not their goal. Their goal isn't to put the truth out there. The goal is to make it look as bad as it can for the president. Yeah, you heard me. President Trump. Now, I can't wait till he gets a hold of this. I can't wait till he starts pulling these people forward. Right? The fact is, these hearings have been as one-sided as a... Oh, some of you won't remember this. Harlem Globetrotters, Washington Generals game. Go look it up. You'll see what I mean. Now, especially as the question of potential perjury by Hutchinson is considered, it raises the question, where was the pushback by the House GOP leadership? Where is Kevin McCarthy? He has been largely absent in saying anything. Largely absent in pushing back on anything. And no comment. Where is he? Is this the guy you want fighting for us? The top Republican candidate to retake the White House in 2024 has his name dragged through the mud based largely on hearsay and innuendo, and little is being done to counter the attacks. The U.S. House Select Committee was allowed to be constructed with a 7-2 Democrat advantage. And Pelosi picked... Look, they have a process that they're supposed to follow. They did not follow the process for this committee. Not in any way, shape, manner, or form. It did not happen. So now what? This should be a clear indictment of the leadership. We are cowards. Well, not all of us. Leadership are among the biggest cowards we have in the party. Where is the GOP leadership? Now, you got Jim Jordan and a few others. They're always loud, though. This guy is favored to be the next Speaker of the House. If the GOP retake control, I think they will. Why did McCarthy insist on a better balance, in the January 6th committee? They're blatant, they're obvious, they're in your face, all his failures. Where's he been? When Trump was there, it was easy for him to be tough now, wasn't it? No, come on, really? All this considered, the GOP needs to do some real serious soul-searching, people. They need to look really, really hard. I should say really hard. We know better. They should really take a hard look at what they stand for and then stand for it. Right? McCarthy's now failed a conservative base when it matters the most. Supreme Court rulings motivate the Democrat base. Cast doubt on GOP chances. Where is he? How come he's not saying anything? What's going on? I hope the party picks a better leader. I really do. This is nuts. We shouldn't have to be dealing with this. We really shouldn't even be talking about this. We need a better person to lead us. We get a red wave and we do nothing with it, we'll never get it again. Come on, let that sink in. We'll never get this kind of... We'll never have this opportunity again. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. A lot of fun coming up. Mayor Bowser, out of D.C. has decided Greg Abbott is a bad man. But Greg sets her straight. We'll talk about that more in the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.